Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to my show, Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Saley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, California, United States, and my service, I offer my service in person or via Skype or telephone conference call. Okay. Now, I offer private counseling and also teaching many fascinating intuitive classes and self-help classes as well. Please do not forget to follow my blog talk here and also join my meetup, which lists all the classes at subconsciouschannel.info. INFO. Once again, subconsciouschannel.info, or you can go to my private personal website at subconsciouschannel.com. Now, tonight, we're going to have a talk, or my past students, Eve and Cherry, both of them are going to be offering past life reading and healing in Akashic Record Hall, a library. They used to be my student, but they are now professional Akashic healers and readers, and they offer private counseling and reading, as well as healing. If any one of you feel resonate with any one of them, you can contact them. Okay, well, they're going to be introducing themselves and also giving their contact and information. Or you can just email me and I'll be providing their contact. Or you can just go to my personal website at subconsciouschannel.com and you can connect with them there, because I list all their contact, their email, and their phone number on my website as well. So anyway, I would like to welcome everyone for being here listening to this show. Thank you very much, first of all. And quickly, I would like to explain what Akashic Record is. If you look up on the internet, you're going to find so many different meanings. And oftentimes, you're going to see it described as a library, universal library, or a giant computer. And they're all the same thing, just different words, but they're all just symbols. They're all just archetype or metaphor. And it just represents the library or the consciousness or supercomputer that is residing in each one of us. We are the book. Each one of us write our own book, our own story, our own life. The supercomputer or the consciousness is in each of us as well. So in order to access Akashic, we just need to learn how to use the right technique or the template to go inward and access this knowledge and information that is already contained within each of us. We have the ability to access all kinds of knowledge, information, simply just by going in and access this information within. And that's just where I'm come from. I have a different technique that I teach my students, how to go into Akashic, how to connect to your master, your higher self, or it's really a God within you that you have to connect with, or your oversoul. And with the template or the technique that I'm teaching you, you're also going to be taught how to go into a healing room, heal yourself, the master healers. And also you can heal other people as well. You can also access your past life and heal your past life, heal your karma. You can access your soul record book and access your destiny, your life, or any challenges that you have. You can go in and ask. Person or between the family or between the loved ones. There's so much information that you can access simply by asking, going in and asking your master. You're going to receive the answer clearly. And this evening, my student's going to show me. Well, they're not my student anymore. They kept saying my student because, you know, I always think of them my student. There, Eve and Shari, both of them are going to be showing you how to access information. And the subject tonight is all about past life. All right? So, those of you who call in, just be patient, and I'm going to take your call one by one. So far, we got some who are waiting here. But quickly, I'm going to have Eve introduce herself and also, you know, share with the listener what she does and what she has to offer. And good evening, Eve. How are you?
I'm fine, Tina. Thank you. How
Welcome
is everyone
to the show,
tonight?
Eve. Good.
Thank
good,
you.
Good. Well,
I'm so grateful
to
be
show.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank
We're so grateful
you.
To have you here too.
I am basically very excited to have been a student of Tina's, and I continue to learn from her every day in different ways. I do angel card readings, chakra readings, and I look in depth in the Akashic records. I also am a psychiatrist, so I pull from that experience that I have so that I can give a well-rounded story about what I believe is going on with a person when I do readings for them. I am available for group readings, for individual readings. I also read chakras, and I do relationship readings. You can find out all my information on Tina's website, with the exception of an updated email address, which is evespiritspeaks@gmail.com. That's evespiritspeaks@gmail.com. You are welcome to call me. I would love to talk with you and get to know you and see how I can help you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eve. Thank you so much. Again, you can go to my website, subconsciouschannel.com, and look up Eve's contact information, or you can go to my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. At that place, you'll be able to connect with them, all right? And if you want to seek a private counseling, reading, healing in depth, they'll be able to offer this service to you, and you're going to be happy with that. So the next person, Sherry. Sherry, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. Hi, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourself, Sherry.
Yes. Okay, my name is Sherry. I'm another proud student of Tina's. I think once a student of Tina's, always a student of Tina's, and proudly so. The way that
Thank
Tina
you.
Explained the Akashic Records was beautiful coming into this. It's such a personal revelation that while we can read other people's Akashic Records, I highly recommend it for anybody because of the personal revelations that happen within.
How has it changed you, Sherry?
It's just so much
Sherry.
Fun.
Can you share how has it changed you, Sherry? Because I clearly remember you so well when you first started this class. And I remember in the healing room and I never forget that. I never forget that time when you went to the healing room the first time and you experienced something that was profound. But anyway, I would love for you to share quickly how has it changed you, because I know it has changed you quite a bit.
It really has. It has changed my life really, it's just like night and day. And I think it's really a matter of remembering who I am and where I come from, and not being afraid to look at the past. And because really it's not that scary, but we've just kind of been programmed to think it is. And having someone like Tina to hold her hand going in and staying with you the whole time, and just, we look at it together, we get through it together. And on the other side, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm like a new person, really. I just had a lot of trouble. I seemed to invite trouble at that moment in my life when I showed up at your place. I didn't understand why I was so frustrated. It's like one thing just spirals into so many more, and you just can't really get it. So that's when a person like Tina can really just help see it for what it really is. Because you know what? Usually it's not as bad as you think. And as you begin to remember who you are and what you really already know, the doors just start opening and life becomes fun again. And that's
Beautiful.
Where I stand. My life is fun. Every day I wake up and I am so happy to be here. And, you know, lots of times Tina will text early in the morning. I mean, before 6 o'clock, we're talking about, like, terrific Tuesdays or marvelous Mondays.
It's a positive intention. It's positive affirmation that we start every day. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the Akashic Records kind of, almost by default, kind of sets you on the ascension path. It's almost like you can't, it's just part of it. Right? Wouldn't you say that, Tina?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's really allowed you to go in and reconnect to who you are. And for those of you who just call in, please hang on tight. You're going to get reading the 505 area code, all right, and the 470 area code. Please hang on. Those you two are going to get the reading. 505 area code and 470 area code. Please hang on to the phone, and I'll get around to you when we get to your turn. You're going to get reading tonight. All right, Cherry, what else do you offer in the service so the caller will have an idea you have to offer?
Right. So, for instance, tonight we will do the Akashic readings. And
accessing the past life. Tonight is about past life and healing.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, surprise, okay. Surprise. You know what it is? We change the subject. We change the topic every week. Every Monday, we do a Akashic reading. The first week, we open up the book and look at the soul contract. The second week, we did the healing chamber. We heal the people who call in. Tonight is about reading the past life, to heal them through the past life. And why is it important to read the past life? Because then you can get to see the past life really is a storytelling from your subconscious, mirroring back to your core energy. So it will tell you what is an issue and a blockages that you have currently that keep the same pattern or a karmic pattern. All right. So in order to break it, watching and knowing your past life is a great thing to find out, because then you can see those are your shadow self. Those are the ones that you need to clear. Those are the ones that you need to heal. Those are the ones you have to let go. All right. So by having Cherry, you and Eve look at the past life of the listener, you know, they're going to be able to tell if they resonate with them. All right. Their challenges in that life, their fear, things like that. And then allow them to become more aware of what's going on, if it mirrors to their energy right now. So this is something that has become their fear, their blockages, and it's from their happiness and stop from what they wanted to experience in their life. All right, so why past life is kind of important as well to go in and access and find out. It's just a mirroring of your current energy that you have a struggle with. Okay?
Right.
So, anyway,
okay.
Go ahead, Cherry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, thank you for telling me that. Okay, so, yeah, and you know, the Akashic Records seem to kind of guide you exactly where you're supposed to go anyway, and it's not, it's not just a set time that you can go in. It can become part of your daily life, I would say.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Anyway, I am thrilled to be here tonight. My information is with Tina, and let's have some fun.
Exactly, let's have some fun. So, all right, we're gonna get started because I know some of you are anxious and wait to hear what these two practitioners have to say about your past life. All right, they're gonna go into Akashic, open up the book, and take a look at your past life and heal them and let you know what's going on. And by having this awareness, you can just kind of look within and say, okay, I just resonate with me. You know, I'm going to have to work with this and just release all this old energy. These are your old energies, your old patterns, your old conditioning that needs to be released and let go in order for you to move forward in your life. All right? So, and quickly before I forget, I do teach Akashic, so if you are out California, Los Angeles, there's no problem because I offer this class via telephone conference. If you're outside the country, I also offer it via Skype. I teach in person as well. You can always email me, all right, or just go to my personal website at subconsciouschannel.com or subconsciouschannel.info. So here you go. Let's get started. We're going to start with meditation first, quick meditation. So I'm just going to ask everyone to just get themselves in a very comfortable position, comfortable spot, comfortable place. Eve, I mute you for the moment. So when it's your turn to do a reading, I'm going to turn you back on. Okay. Just for the listener to know, Eve is stuck in the restaurant, so she couldn't get back in time. So she has to call from the restaurant. So the background is a little bit loud, so I mute her at the moment. But then I'm going to put her back on for the reading. So right now, let's get yourself situated in a very comfortable position. And I'm going to ask all of you to just begin to quiet your mind and just focus on your breath at this moment. And just listen to the sounds of my voice. And it's just beautiful to have this opportunity, just this small moment, to slow down and just to meditate. It is so important to just quiet your mind, shut down, or meditate, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Why is it important? It is allowed for you to really connect with your oversoul or your higher self. So now let's begin to just slow down your thoughts, your emotion, slowing down everything. And the only thing you are aware at this moment or focusing on this moment is your breath. Just take a deep breath in and just allow this breath to just flow down slowly. You are in control of your breath now. Just let it flow down through every inch, every part of your body now. Just feel the flow of this breath slowly traveling down. And just notice, take a notice, where does your breath travel to, which direction it goes to. And just begin to feel the air touch every cell, every fiber, every organ of your body. Just feel this warm, coolness, and tingling sensation. You may just pretend or imagine that you feel it. And when you're ready, just exhale through your mouth slowly. And we begin to breathe in again, this beautiful breath. You may just imagine any color that you like or just allow any color just pops up in your head. Just breathe that color in. Every color is part of the consciousness. And you can speak to this consciousness of the color to heal you. Perhaps heal your past life. Heal your old program at this moment. Whatever old energy you need to let go tonight, let's release them. Let go of them now so you can move forward with your path where it's meant to be, where it's meant to go. One more breath now. Just breathe all the way in. And this breath, you're going to ask this breath to cleanse every part of your body, in and out. Take away all that's no longer good for you. We're going to ask the universe to flush everything out of your system. We are the system. We are that super computer that has the gift, that has the ability to access any information, any knowledge that you wish. We're going to flush out all the virus, anything that doesn't work with your system, doesn't agree, congruent with your system. We're going to ask the universe to flush everything out. So you become cleansed again. So now we're going to come back on the call. I'm going to turn on the call of the first person, Keisha. Your error code is 252. Hello, Keisha. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
Hi. Where are you calling? Good, good. Where are you calling from, Keisha?
North Carolina.
Oh, welcome. Welcome tonight. And Keisha, just simply just state your name three times. I already gave your date of birth to the two ladies. And then just kind of set your intention. Give them maybe about a minute for them to access your information, because, you know, with this show, they don't really get enough time to really go in and really, you know, what they do is they go into a Akashic and they begin to communicate with their higher self, or sometimes your higher self, your lower self, and just ask about your past life. And just, you know, then they're going to be sharing with you. So go ahead and mention your name 3 times.
Keisha.
All right. And what it does, the sound of your voice, the sound is a vibration, it's a frequency. So when you begin to say your name and even, you know, giving the date of birth to them, it carries your frequency and it taps into your energy with just that information. So just give them a minute, you know, Shari, and Eve, when you're ready, you can cut me off, let me know. But in the meantime, I'm just going to share a little information while we're waiting for the two ladies to get information. Just, you know, listener, those who are listening to this show, just know that this Thursday we're having another show called Trinity, Communicating with the Trinity. This is a new show. I have done a few last year, and I've done a few this month. Very new show, and I created this workshop. I taught my students since a year ago. I created this workshop, How to Communicate with Your Trinity, Your Holy Trinity. And basically what it is your oversoul, your conscious mind, and your subconscious heart, your yin and yang. It's a very fascinating show. And I invite you to come back if you haven't listened to the show and call in for your reading. It's going to be the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, USA time zone. And next Monday, we're back to Akashic Hall again, Akashic Record, but it's going to be a different type of reading. It's going to be reading soul contract between the two person. And so this one has to do with relationship. Okay? So for those who have a question about relationship, want to get relationship done, this is going to be a fun one, because we're going to look at the true soul contract of the two person, why they're together, and what the lesson they need to learn, things like that. So this is great for a relationship, any kind of relationship. So just for the listener to know, I teach all this stuff in a Akashic class or workshop. You know, you're going to be taught how to read the contract, meet your master, go into a Akashic Hall, go into a powerful healing room, meeting all the universal healing masters from all over, read the past life, heal the past life, connect with your ancestor, heal your ancestor, read the soul contract between relationships, and all kind of stuff, all right? And I teach that via telephone conference call and also in person. Eve and Chari, are you ready now? Just checking. That's okay. If they're quiet,
I am,
that's
yes,
me.
Can you hear
me? All right, Eve. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. This is what I have gotten. The past life that I'm seeing of yours is in Europe. You are either Italian or French, and I see you walking in nun's garb within an ancient village, a very ancient community.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not in the States. It feels like you are right around Italy or France. It could be another country immediately near there, but it's within that vicinity. And the lessons that you are learning in that lifetime are fortitude and perseverance. And I'll go into it a little bit more. What I was shown initially was you walking in a sort of a tawny beige or camel tan habit with lighter fabric over the top and lighter fabric over your head through the community. And what people didn't know at the time was that you had gone into the convent perhaps not entirely out of your free will. I am feeling that there was a monetary situation in part. You may have been left there, or you may have, meaning not as a baby, but at some point it seems difficult for the family to be earning enough money to raise as many children as were in the family. And so what you had to deal with was the inequity in that ancient time between the way that they treated young men and the way they treated young women. It was considered proper for young women to go into the convent to do something holy and noble. From there, you could become a teacher, a student. You would have what they would consider a civil, respected life as a woman on her own, so to speak, you know, living apart but not married to another mortal anyway. And yet men would be going out, being able to live in the world if they were in the same situation. And it seems as though you did have at least one brother in your family who did do this and who ended up working in a factory. Mm-hmm. At the very least, he had his freedom. He was not restricted in the ways that you were. And so this is what you were dealing with. Now, on the good side of things, or on the more positive aspect, you were a very strong and creative woman, sometimes mischievous, but very passionate about life. So you rocked the boat a little bit within that convent, and make a difference. You had strength, but that you had to navigate, you had to walk a fine line so that you wouldn't be booted out and not in a respectful place in society. And you did navigate this, because I see that you died of natural causes. It's still in that convent. You became a leader. In, while a bit more lighthearted in the beginning, except for, I mean, lighthearted in your general personality, even you were still optimistic, even though you were in a situation where a person of your otherwise more fiery nature or passionate nature might have felt more entrapped. You were still optimistic. Mm-hmm. You were looking at the cup as half full and deciding that you were going to do what you could to make it a better place for you and a better place for everyone else. And there seems to be, I'm sorry, I'm skipping a step. I want to tie this into your current life. First, I want to mention, though, that it wasn't as if you were a Pollyanna in the Abbey, because that was not the case. You were a realist as well. It's just that you could see that reality and put a positive spin. All of us, though, all of us have those times when we're constantly faced with the limits, whatever they are in our lives, where we have to decide to persevere instead of give up. And it's something that happens when we are chronically exposed to restrictions is that we can sometimes begin to feel a little bit helpless or wonder about our true power, okay? Mm-hmm. So what you were dealing with during that interim, between the time you got in there and the time that you had actually risen a lot within that convent or within that hierarchy, because I think you got beyond that convent, beyond that one level. Yeah. What you were struggling with was the faith in yourself, the self-confidence that you could actually achieve under sometimes duress, sometimes stressful situations. It was simply a matter of your being able to take time to reflect, look inside, and say, you know what, this has happened to me, that has happened to me, and that has happened to me, but you know what? I don't have to figure it out right now. All I have to do right now is conquer. So I'm going to work on that. And that was how you would help to build your confidence enough to overcome the limitations. And I think the reason that lifetime has come into view for me is because you in this lifetime are
an outgoing and creative person. And I would bet right now that you also are passionate about life, that you are a doer and you make things happen. Mm-hmm. And so the magic message here, I believe, is it seems as though you are either about to embark on an exciting new endeavor. It could be a relationship, could be a business, could be a project, could be a turn in your life path, whatever it is, you are being faced with it, being faced with the possibility of beginning something new and exciting.
Yeah.
And right now, oh good, I'm so happy to hear it, right now is the time to be very confident and believe in yourself.
Okay.
Above all, because that seems to be one of the key challenges here that Higher Spirit is telling me for you. Pull from this experience in the past and know that you have endured much more difficulties in life than you have experienced in this lifetime, in your soul lifetime. You have experienced much, much more. And so whenever you think, oh, the going's getting a little tough, you know, I don't know if I can overcome this, I don't know. Well, just remember, you overcome being a fiery, passionate lover of life who did not want to be told what to do, who did not want to be in a kind of repressive environment, or oppressive is, I think, a more accurate word. You didn't necessarily want to, but you took that and you twisted the situation not only in your favor, but you helped out many women that were underneath you. So just take that home with you. You do have the fortitude and you do have the perseverance. Thank you very much, Keisha.
Thank you so much. That was
all
excellent.
Right.
Okay, stay blessed.
All right.
You bet.
All right, Sherry, your turn. Go ahead and then just pass information.
Oh, hi, Keisha. This is Sherry.
Okay.
Okay, so, Keisha, you know, we have many, many different lifetimes, and rarely do we see the same one. I kind of go with a pattern that I see. So, a prominent past life that I see is you as a healer and you know that you're a good healer. I can't really describe the timeline. I would say, because it keeps showing me kind of over and over and over. Okay, so somewhere along the line, you've come to kind of take on the belief that like a healer that's afraid to heal because it's gotten you in trouble before, because healing has been mistaken for a magic, and magic was thought of as evil, and therefore you're kind of find yourself afraid to be the powerful healer that you know that you really are. Like within your own body, I feel even today that you are very powerful healing. You don't even find yourself in situations that need healing because you heal them before they need healing. I feel like okay, so I keep seeing like these chains that kind of bind you. That kind of bind you to that framework of thinking. And kind of being afraid to to become to open up all the knowing that you know. You're kind of afraid of that, and there's this that afraidness it makes you mad sometimes. It's maddening, and it makes things not go right. And then when things don't go right, other things don't go right, and it gets. Yeah. But then at the flip of a hat, you can heal it. That's that healer in you. So, I just know, and it seems really just, you know, they're really of your own creation today. So we'll go in there and try to cut these chains that are binding you. It's really just a matter of not seeing the whole picture, not seeing, kind of getting mixed up in past life, future life, because you see the whole realm sometimes, so it's kind of a wall for you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we can't control the uncontrollable. And what I'm hearing is that, that you know, really with you, I'm sorry I keep going back to this healing, but that with you, healing really isn't required. It's just a change of mindset. A change of mindset, yeah. Because there's nothing that you've done that's wrong. And once you can come to believe that you are divine just as you are, that everything that's happened has led you to right here, right now, there, you've done nothing wrong. There's no penance here. The magic that you feel has nothing to do with evil. So, yes, this knowing, not knowing, knowing, not knowing, that will dissipate as you look at it, as you begin to look at it and just see it for what it is. It's just a belief, and a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking over and over. It becomes a belief. It's nothing more than that. It has no power over you. I see you as a powerful medicine woman, then a medicine man, medicine woman. Gender wasn't really, hasn't been that, I don't feel like it's that important to you in your lifetimes. Like I see a powerful medicine woman. A lot of people come to you. A lot of people wanting healing, and you are a powerful healing. But somewhere in there, you've gotten trouble for that kind of healing.
Yeah,
so it was a long time ago, and so that makes you afraid of it
still
today.
I still do. I still.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But there is that powerful magic in you that just wants to surface so bad you could taste it on your tongue sometimes. And it's got to come out because, my goodness, it's there. And that is going to energize every molecule in your body so much that you're just going to be vibrating to a whole different tune. So that's kind of how I see it playing out today. I'm sorry I'm not really able to stay back in your past lives, but keep bringing me back to now, because now is what's important right now. How we got here is that, you know, and this fear of your own magic, just the word itself sometimes for many of us has a connotation that brings about a negative thing, which
yeah.
I don't know how that really happened, but it did.
So, yeah.
It pay no mind to that.
Yeah.
Because you already know how to do all this, and it will come back to you so quick that, you know, Keisha, we can do Akashic readings for you, but I really feel like if you went into the halls yourself, if you can in any way, shape, or form find a way to go into the Akashic records yourself, Tina is a wonderful guide in there. and she won't, you won't feel afraid. I kind of feel like I understand how you're feeling a little bit. And a lot of us that end up on Tina's doorstep feel this way. And so, yeah, we can read it for you, but there's nothing that you can't do for yourself here. And to go in for yourself is going to be it's going to be very, very powerful for you. So in this lifetime, you just need to get rid of that fear and that mistake of evil, you know? I mean, it's just, what is it? Yeah. It's live backwards or whatever, right?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. That's where your spark is. In your powerful healing and your magic, and maybe I wouldn't say modern medicine, but a type of I think you already kind of know.
I'm going to school to be a nurse, and so I'm going to go ahead and be trying to look into going into holistic healing. And then from to go under a shaman. And I know what you're saying. That's
okay, because I have right here in big letters shaman for you. I mean, you've been a shaman.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's the route I'm
beautiful.
Trying to get.
Well, that is a beautiful confirmation from the past life reading. So it's just confirmation that you probably have to go into that direction, Keisha. So this is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
We don't even know what you were doing before. You see, with the reading, it just all came out. So absolutely wonderful. You're probably like trying to figure out what you're going to do in your life, and here you go with the reading. It's just kind of confirmation for you. Okay?
Yeah, I was trying to think about it.
Absolutely.
And we'll be so happy to do it.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So,
you guys hit everything on the.
Awesome.
It sounds like my life right now, not a past life reading. It sounds like what I'm going through right now.
Well,
no,
and I
basically,
really appreciate it.
Sorry about that.
What it is, Keisha, what we read the past life, remember I mentioned earlier, it's just the mirroring of your core energy right now, you know?
Yeah.
And it just kind of helps you to make a decision what you need to do because, you know, oftentimes it will show as in the storytelling as a past life. Really, that's what the past life reading is. It's just to read your mirror of your subconscious, of your current energy right now. So absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, if you're interested in going into Akashic, I have my class online via telephone conference call this coming Thursday. It's actually on Thursday, Pacific time is noon to 4. Okay, so you can go into my meetup and check it out at subconsciouschannel.info. Highly recommend everyone to do it themselves. Okay. So anyway, Keisha, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful energy with us, and thanks for sharing that what you're going to do because it confirmed what these two ladies reading for you. Clearly, they're picking up everything you got here.
Yes,
very good.
They did. They really did.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Stay blessed.
So proud of you.
Yes.
Good. So now we're going to thank you so much. I'm going to move into the next person's 505 area code. Okay, thanks for being patient. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
I'm fine.
Well, okay, where are you calling from, this area code 505?
I'm in New Mexico.
Beautiful, welcome. Well, why don't you go ahead and state your full name and your date of birth, and so Eve and Cherry can listen to your vibration and then begin to tap into your past life.
Yes, my date of birth is 1/24/63. And my name is Patricia.
Can you repeat?
Patricia.
Okay, and your date of birth again is?
1/24.
Okay, so.
Yes, 63.
Patricia, do you go by a different name?
No, I don't. I've been asked that before.
That's not funny. Okay. Okay.
That's funny, huh? Why do you ask?
I don't know. I don't even know. I just...
Interesting.
Sometimes the reason they ask is because sometimes it just came to them. you know, for whatever reason, you know, they hear something and they just check with you.
Okay.
And, you know, just quickly, while these ladies are tapping into a past life again, I have my Nick Vukacic online class via telephone conference call this Thursday, listed on my meetup at subconsciouschannel.info. It's from noon to 4 Pacific time. Okay, so you're going to be taught how to read the soul contract, to meet your master, to go into the healing room and heal yourself and heal other people, to cleanse your ancestral lines, to heal them, to read the past life like these ladies do, and also to read the relationship contract. Can be any kind of relationship. It's fascinating. In person, it's going to be next Saturday, 25th, from 10 a.m. This is in Los Angeles, in La Puente, right? It's at my home. 917-44 zip code. That's the area that I'm going to be teaching at. It's from 10 to 3. That's going to be local on next Saturday. But for people without state, it's going to be this Thursday. So anyway, back to the two ladies here, Eve and Chari. Not sure you're ready. Because I know it takes a little time to tap into a past life because it's like them watching the movie. So they begin to observe that and in a Akashic Hall and just access all those information for you from your own master or their master. And as just quickly, Akashic, it's just a representation or a metaphor of the knowledge that's already contained within you, of the library or the book that's already inside each one of us. It's just the symbolic meaning of what Akashic is. You know, we can call it so many names, you know, Akashic, Kundalini, Ascension, or whatever. And they're all the same, boils down to energy of the essence of us, each one of us. You know, and the knowledge is already contained within each of us. But with our linear mind, we have to use a location, you know, like library or a hall or a place to go to in order to access information. The key is, in order to access information, you need to know how to use, you need to know a technique or how to use it. You need to have a template, how to go in there and how to connect, how to access the book. And this is where I come from. I show you the template or the technique, how to connect. And once you go in and do that, it's very easy. You're going to be able to access all this information just like this lady do. All right, so Eve and Shari, are you guys ready?
Hi, this is Eve. Patricia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. What I see is I see you as a man who has worked in a business in the past, and I see this in the United States. I am seeing that the business, like any business which is just begun and it's in its first generation of existing, has many moments of downturn, moments of fiscal difficulties. And the lesson here within this lifetime for you was to reach out for help when you need it. It's basically about accepting the flow of events, even when they do not appear to be positive, and working on, rather than expending energy expressing energy, discussing just how difficult and just how pessimistic you could be, instead to turn that energy around, because there was help close by. There was an institution that you could have gone to during that lifetime for monetary assistance. And you, because you were feeling beaten down by the negative events that had happened, you weren't allowing yourself to see what was going on, to be able to feel your intuition and be in touch with the divine and know that there was help awaiting you. And the way that I see this tying in to your life right now is that I'm sensing that you have a little bit clouded vision right now with your third eye. The part of you that is able to receive or take in hunches from your higher spirit or from the heavenly realm where our angels and our spirit guides and all the other loved ones are who love us, want the best for us, and offer guidance when they are able. I see that also there is something that has gone on that's unwonderful in your life, shall we say, and I do see a hyperactive throat chakra. I do see that you have been venting a lot and simply attempting to unload the burden. And what I want to encourage you to do at this time is to take some time each day, even before you get up, to meditate, to sit in silence and see what you sense. If it's a smell, if it's something you feel, if a word pops into your head, what I'm guiding you to do is to listen. Listen to the answers and the help that divine is trying to afford you, because it's very important. Your crown chakra, the part of you that's able to be open to receive information from the divine, it could be wide open, completely open, but if your third eye is not in clear enough state to see it, then you're back in square one. So
okay.
If you were
we're down to 9 minutes, so we need to speed up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. If you work on gaining clarity and listening to the little things that are pointing your way, you could even, in for your meditation, ask a question and then see. It might not happen the first day or the second. It might take a week of doing this. That's only because you've been out of practice of doing this type of thing for who knows how long, and you're simply getting back into the groove. So worry not. Do not think that you are being ignored. You are not. Help is there for you. Thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you. All right, Cherry, we got like 7 minutes, Cherry. All
right.
Hi.
Hey, interestingly enough, this doesn't usually happen, but I also get a man in a business suit. And not too long ago, I feel like that lifetime was significant because of a decision to say no you wanted to say no, but you didn't say no. You wanted to not marry, but you did marry. Now, so right now, I want to say sometimes the appropriate answer to a question is simply no. So in this life right now, sometimes you're just going to have to learn to say no. And flat out disagree and just say nope, no. I don't know why that no keeps coming in. And I keep seeing this, the infinity symbol, the straight going round and round and round and round. So this is that tells me kind of that this is a lesson that kind of keeps presenting itself. Hasn't fully been dealt with. Now I can't, also this little girl keeps coming up, and I think that she's your daughter, a little blonde girl. Beautiful. Okay, so that was what came out of that. Out of that marriage, but I feel like the marriage itself was not happy. And for some reason, this is significant. And I think it is to learn to say no when you don't want something and go with it when you do. I feel like I want to say every relationship that you have is eternal. Is eternal. It keeps coming back, and so you're presented again, and this time around with the opportunity to say, I disagree. No. Now I feel like you're in a good place of knowing you're a powerful person. So don't be afraid to just say exactly what you feel, or you know, and don't judge it. Oh, that's it. Okay. And don't judge what you know to be true before you say it. Don't judge yourself any more than you would judge anyone else. Let's see. To resolve these problems, you are going to have to proceed without fear. And to attain this help, you do have powerful spiritual forces with you, surrounding you. You arrived with them. You are surrounded by angels, by spiritual forces that help you every day in many, many ways that maybe you don't recognize, and that's okay, but they are there. So,
well, down to 3 minutes.
Okay, so so I would say, you know, to overcome all these obstacles, you know, just don't be afraid to say what you feel. I think your spoken word is so powerful right now. And I think that's why I'm having trouble even speaking right now, because sometimes you're afraid to say what you want to say, and you'll say what you think other people want you to say. So just let that go. I think you're a beautiful person. It's not a big fix. It's just a matter of letting go. And again, we have another Aquarius with us tonight, so you have all of that going for you.
Good.
Yeah. And that says a ton. That says a ton. That means you already know. You know all this. So it's not a matter of what you know anymore. It's a matter of what you speak. That's what I'm getting for this time around.
So, Patricia, you wanted to give feedback to us for these two ladies, and if all this resonate with you right now.
Yes, it does, because I had a dream one night, and the spirit guide said, say no.
Yes. Wow.
They told me that in my dream, and I wrote it down. I was like, wow, what does that mean? Yeah.
Well, that's a confirmation for you, you see. Do you do any kind of business, or do any kind of perhaps self-employed work right now, or being on your own right now? Because the energy will resonate with these two ladies' readings, you know, of what's going on with you right now.
Do I do any type of healing work, you said?
No, not necessarily healing, but, you know, it can be a traditional business kind of work. That's why they see you as a business people. Energy, you know,
yeah,
and it could be something that you manage. Okay, that makes sense. Why? And okay, so that resonates because, you know, when they see the healers, things like that, it has to do with the spiritual world. But when they see the business people, it has to be a different kind of work, opposite. So, all right, well, we're down to the last minute here at the show. So, you know, definitely absolutely beautiful work. You two ladies, Eve and Cherry, thank you so much. And thank you, Patricia, for being here. Also, Keisha and everyone else who's on the phone who also listening to the show. I want to thank you so much. Do not forget to follow our blog tonight before you leave. And also just visit my website, our meetup, subconscious channel.info. This is where I have all my classes. I also offer private counseling and hypnosis to enhance your confidence, your focus. I specialize in past life hypnosis as well. I also offer many, many classes that I have created on my own through my higher self. The new one is called Soul Blueprint Healing. I'm going to be emailing that out. And if you want to connect with these two ladies, please also, you know, connect with me, and I'll forward their information to you. Or just go to the meetup, subconsciouschannel.info. They're the members there. You can see them. You can email them or go to my private website so you can have a more detailed reading if you would like, and healing as well. Just go to subconsciouschannel.com under practitioners. Both Shari and Eve are there listed, their phone number, their email, you know, all the contact. You can connect with them if you resonate with any one of them. All right? So until Thursday, come back on Thursday. We have another show, different show from this one. It's called Communicating with Your Holy Trinity. This is absolutely fascinating show. I created this workshop last year. We able to communicate with your Holy Spirit, your oversoul, your higher self, as well as your conscious mind and your subconscious, which is your heart, your feminine, your masculine self, and your feminine self, your yin and yang. All right? So until then, thank you, Eve. Thank you, Shari, for sharing your beautiful gift, your beautiful energy with us tonight. Thank you, everyone, for being on this call, sharing your beautiful energy as well. Until Thursday, see you again at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Call in. Thank you, Tina. Have a good night. Yes.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Hey, Tina, can I just say one more thing to Patricia? That, you know,
absolutely,
what, everything is going to be okay, sweetie. Everything is fine. No matter what you do, you're going to be good.
Thank you.
Awesome. She needs to pass that message to you because you need to hear that. And that's why it's so important for her to pass that on. Oh, you're welcome. Well, absolutely. Have a beautiful night, everyone. Sweet dream. And keep track of your dreams. Dreams are so important. It's a place where your higher self speaks to you. Keep track of your dream. I keep track of my dream, too. So good night, everyone. Thank you so much. Talk to
good
you
night.
Tomorrow. Bye.
Night, everybody.
Night, night.
Thank you. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yep. Well done.